KALW.
This is New Arrivals, a socially distanced book tour with Bay Area authors. Rachel Levin lives in San Francisco. She teamed up with Evan Bloom from Wise Sons Deli on a book of recipes and essays called Eat Something. The book came out in early March, just before everything shut down.
It's basically about how a Jewish life is marked by meals. And one of my favorite sections is from the wedding section. A brief recap of my Jewish wedding, which could very well be any Jewish wedding. My mother got shingles in the weeks leading up to it due to stress. The guest list ballooned to over 200 because of the 92 people she had to invite. The venue we chose was too rustic. She hated the idea of using mason jars in lieu of real vases for flowers. And we weren't allowed to have pie. It's not that she preferred we have a traditional tiered cake. It's just that pie, my mother said, wasn't appropriate. At least she didn't have to contend with Evan's menu for his wedding. A whole nose-to-hoof pig, slow-roasted, on display, ultimately picked clean. Albeit eaten on homemade challah buns. Meanwhile, our ceremony couldn't start until after sundown because there wasn't a rabbi in all of Northern California who'd do it before the end of Shabbat. So by the time the alfresco dinner was served, everyone was freezing. One uncle had a minor diabetic attack. Another passed out because he'd smuggled in a joint and took too big a hit. In the melee that was making seating charts, I'd accidentally seated two warring sides of my husband's family together, despite their specific requests they be seated far, far apart. And at the end of what really was a magical weekend, my 89-year-old grandmother, who'd flown in from Florida, declared she'd done so for only one reason. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the photos, she said, and everyone would think I was dead.
That was Rachel Levin reading from Eat Something, which she wrote with Evan Bloom. For more information and other recent releases from Bay Area authors, visit kalw.org/newarrivals.